This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, May 21st, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First, today, according to the Associated Press, President Donald Trump called on Middle Eastern leaders to combat a crisis of Islamic extremism emanating from the region, casting the fight against terrorism as a, quote, battle between good and evil, not a clash between the West and Islam. Trump's address on Sunday was the centerpiece of his two-day visit to Saudi Arabia, his first stop overseas as president. During a meeting of more than 50 Arab and Muslim leaders, he sought to chart a new course for America's role in the region, one aimed squarely at on rooting out terrorism, with less focus on promoting human rights and democratic reforms. Second, today, according to the Associated Press, 82 Nigerian schoolgirls recently released after more than 3 years in Boko Haram captivity reunited with their families on Saturday as anxious parents looked for signs of how deeply the extremists had changed their daughters' lives. Brightly dressed families rushed through the crowd in the capital, Abuja, and embraced. One small group sank to their knees with a woman raising her hands as if praising in church. Some danced, others were in tears. This month's release was the largest liberation of hostages since 276 Chibok schoolgirls were abducted from their boarding school in 2014. Third, today, according to Charisma, on Sunday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott will sign into law Senate Bill 24, which codifies the religious liberty protections of pastors in his state that are enshrined in the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Joined by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who championed the bill in the Senate, Abbott signed the bill at Grace Church, The Woodlands, in Spring, Texas. The senior pastor there, Dr. Steve Rickle, is one of the now famous Houston Five, pastors who opposed the Houston City Ordinance that allowed men to use women's restrooms, locker rooms, and other facilities that had been traditionally segregated on the basis of biological sex. Fourth, today, according to the Houston Chronicle, hundreds gathered at a memorial on Friday night honoring the lives of three children who died a week earlier in a fire at their family's home in the tiny community of Tamina. The overflow crowd at City Cathedral Church in Conroe grieved for 13-year-old Terrence T.J. Mitchell, 6-year-old Kayla Mitchell, and 5-year-old Kyle Mitchell, who died after a fire roared through the two-story wooden home they and several other family members were sleeping in before sunrise last Friday. Despite the sadness that filled each heart, hands shot up into the air in praise and worship. Pastors danced with the family and community in attendance while praying for comfort and describing God as a healer. Fifth, today, according to the Associated Press, civil rights leader Reverend Jesse Jackson says President Donald Trump's commission to investigate voter fraud is itself a fraud. Speaking in Chicago on Thursday, Jackson says all studies of alleged voter fraud have found it doesn't exist. However, Jackson says there is substantial evidence of voter suppression. The White House said the President's Advisory Commission on Election Integrity would examine allegations of improper voting and fraudulent voter registration. Six, today, according to the Los Angeles Times, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People plans on Friday to announce the removal of its president in an attempt to reset its leadership to better confront civil rights priorities in the Trump administration. The move by the NAACP, which was confirmed to the Los Angeles Times by a source close to the organization, comes just 3 years after Cornell W. Brooks became the leader of the Baltimore-based group. NAACP Board Chairman Leon W. Russell and Vice Chairman Derek Johnson will run the organization during the search for a successor. Brooks, a lawyer and an AME minister, will serve as president until his contract expires in June. Finally, today, according to CNN, a passenger jet taxiing into its gate at Los Angeles International Airport collided with a utility truck Saturday afternoon, leaving 8 people on the truck with non-life-threatening injuries. There were no injuries among the 149 passengers on the Aeromexico Boeing 737, although one passenger reported pain following deplaning. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Romans 12:14 says, "Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not." Watchman Nee said, "If I keep something, it is because God has spoken to my heart. If I part with it, it is for the same reason. I hold myself in the will of God and am not afraid to give if God asks me to give. I keep nothing because I love it, but let it go without regret when the call comes to leave it behind." That is what it means to be detached, free, separated to God. God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.